I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Police in Iran attacked hundreds of demonstrators with tear gas as they try to quell the ongoing protests of the June 12th presidential vote. Despite the violence, Sat-7 Pars, Christian satellite television, continues to beam programming into Iran, says David Harder. He's concerned for Christians living there.
Often when there is anti-Western sentiment, Christians are often the scapegoats. Local Christians are blamed. So we do have concern for the Christians and the churches in Iran and are praying that they're not blamed in any way for being political agitators.
They provide training for growing Christians. Funding is needed. Next, new mission conferences are popping up all over the world. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Christy Chapel says Urbana is the model. For the past 60 years, youth from 150 countries have attended. This December, 20,000 students will head to St. Louis for Urbana. This year's theme, Jesus Among Us.
Urbana has helped, I think, to spawn national missions movements among many countries now. So we have countries like Nigeria and Mexico and Argentina having large conferences for their own students.
Sign up before June 30th and save $50 on a mission. And after 55 years, a German radio ministry is sailing under a new flag and a new name. It still broadcasts from Ecuador, but now works under HCJB Global's world office rather than under its Latin America region. Vos Andes Media is the new name of HCJB's German language service. Its gospel broadcasts reach Germans in Europe, South America, the South Pacific, and over the internet. Listeners respond from 60 different countries. Pray many will receive Christ and grow in their faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the new book, Veiled Freedom, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Get Veiled Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.